How's it going? I'm Steve, AR developer, former football player, trying to get into medical school. I am the writer and illustrator of Illtopia, Island Fever, Stucky Podcast, a whole bunch of different projects. And today I'll be talking about, you know, the reasons to use AR in activism and how are some of the things that you can use them for. And so you really use it to make a statement, build community, and even spark a movement. It takes advantage of digital technology to increase visibility of artistic expression, whether it's music, dancing, art, animation, all that. You don't have to be a skilled graffiti artist or a muralist to make a 30-foot statue on a building, because you can use augmented reality to implant that stuff from your digital tablet or your phone onto that building, and you can take a snapshot of it, and then you can share that. You don't need to be skilled at photo manipulation in Photoshop. You can use augmented reality to take your art, inject it into the real world, and really share it with the world through screen capture, and video sharing. We see the power of video has in bringing light atrocities in society. Images have been instrumental in that since the early 1900s. In a visual-heavy world, visuals are just very powerful. Visuals spark movements, and they have since the dawn of time. We know about the Birmingham. We all know about Birmingham in 1963 because there was a visual. Same could be said about Sandy Hook. There was a visual. It galvanizes the community to make sure it does not happen again. And AR empowers users to create more immersive visuals that go beyond video and pictures. We can actually place ourselves in there. Taking a 3D model, a picture, or video, a user can place it on a 5-story building and share it with the world. They can start a hashtag and encourage people to use it as they share their experience. Another person sees that hashtag, places a visual on a desk in their classroom and shares that with the world. And another shares and experiences, and another sees that and creates the same experience or a comparable experience in the park and uses that same hashtag. Another at a coffee shop. And before we know it, there are millions of people sharing their experiences with the world in solidarity with the reference material that was created, with that reference experience. And we see how impactful that has been with the Black Lives Matter movement, where even though the stuff is happening in America, we're seeing that all these different protests are happening on behalf of Black Lives Matter, and it's going viral. And so the power, because we live in such a, you know, a socially distanced but virtually connected world, we have the opportunity to enhance those experiences. And so instead of us just watching videos, instead of us watching looking at pictures or listening to news capture, we could actually create experiences that we all could interact with at the same time. And we could have our own experiences and we could share those as well. And so it's all about interactivity and how we, what we do with our activism, what we do with our art, what we do with our experiences, literally physically do, that makes things so impactful. And it bridges the connections between us all. Because once we realize that, you know, we all live, we all breathe, we all eat, we all do the same things, we all interact in the same ways, then the things that we're seeing socially, they'll start to get dismantled. Because a lot of this is just based on a myth. And so I really urge people to sort of explore. I really urge people to do those things. And, you know, some would say, like, you know, pictures and hashtags don't really change the world. And they kind of are right, but they're also wrong, because hashtags and pictures galvanize people. You know, actions really change the world, and pictures have the power of persuasion that compel someone to actually respond to it. And that response is often led with action. And so we would not have as much civil unrest as we have if there was no video. We would not have as much civil unrest if there wasn't any pictures. This all has been taking place for all the stuff that we see here has been taking place for decades, even centuries. I mean, literally, America is built on the backs of slaves. But it wasn't until we had a video that was never seen before, that was 8 minutes and 46 seconds, that we, all of us were galvanized. All of us were compelled to do something. Because at that moment, the people that had the power to do something didn't do the right thing. And the people that stood by, they couldn't do anything. Because then that could be them. And so now we're at a point where we're able to, we have the freedoms to express ourselves and actually do something that's impactful. And we're in a very interesting time to where if you don't do something, then you're possibly complicit with the current state of affairs, at least as it pertains to the landscape and the opportunities for Black lives. AR gives you the power to create an experience that forces a reckoning with social issues. And because of those interactions, you're not just watching with it, you're engaging with it. And by engaging with it, you're able to contextualize your experience and really personalize it. Because it's one thing to try and take a step back and look at something, but it's another thing when you're actually in the throes of it and you're actually having that experience through AR. And so with it, definitely check out all the AR stuff that's going on. Check out the Stucky podcast. Check out all the stuff on Stuck on Island YouTube channel. Check out Illtopia. Check out Doodle Life for all of, like, the AR tutorials and everything. And if you're watching this through one of the courses that I have, continue watching and really start to ground yourself in what AR can do for you. And so without further ado, catch you guys on the flip side.